Former Washington Governor Gary Locke has left his position as ambassador to China. The Chinese government was not sorry to see him go. In a state media editorial, he was harshly criticized, not just for his work, but also as a Chinese American. Eric Liu is founder of Citizen University and author of The Gardens of Democracy and the Accidental Asian. I asked him what he thought when he first read the editorial accusing Gary Locke of being a banana, white inside, Chinese outside.
My first reaction, frankly, was to laugh. It was laughable on a couple of levels. The editorial, apart from calling Gary Locke a banana, called him a guide dog for the blind. It said he cast an evil wind. It was rhetoric and kind of over-the-top vituperation that was sort of like, old communist style 1950s rhetoric, and it was just laughable on that level. But the other level that it was just laughable was the idea that they thought that that's how they could wound or hurt or insult Gary Locke. And to me, it just betrayed, again, their tin ear and their kind of out of touchness with the nature of identity in America and the way that people understand themselves in America.
Yeah, you said that they conflated ethnicity and nationality in a particularly Chinese way. What do you mean by that?
Well, I mean, I think, when you grow up in China, particularly if you are Han Chinese, the dominant ethnic group there, you have this overwhelming civilizational ethnocentrism where race and nation are the same thing, and where, you come to believe that Chinese people who are not living in China are what they call, quote, overseas Chinese, which is to say fundamentally Chinese at heart and in their hearts, just happening to live in the United States or in Europe or in Southeast Asia, but they all belong to the mothership, right, is kind of the view that's held, explicitly and often implicitly in China. And the fact of the matter is that certainly in the United States, the power of American life is this, and really I think the source of our enduring advantage is that America makes Chinese Americans, and China, by contrast, doesn't make American Chinese. They're not interested in taking immigrants from other countries, other places, even if they happen to be of Chinese ethnicity, and making them into true Chinese. To be true Chinese, you are from there, you are of there. And so the idea that someone like Gary Locke, somehow was being disloyal to his Chinese-ness because he was simply doing his job representing the interests and the values of the United States, again, is what highlighted the fact that they just don't get what it means to be American.
It's interesting, Eric Liu. This is more than China, of course. This is about who's a Ukrainian, who's a French person, or for a long time, who gets to be called an American. We have seen the change.
We have seen the change. And look, I'm not Pollyanna about the United States and our history or our ongoing reality of racial discrimination and racial injustice and the fact that the default setting still in too many arenas of American life is white, but the reality also is that there's no place on earth that does what the United States does to intermingle, mix, and create hybrids of cultures, ethnicities, religions, ideas, memes, genes, and that churn is something that is, number one, exceptional, but number two, it's necessary for the world, right? If we're ever going to get to a point where in the world people start actually transcending nationality and nationalism, it's probably going to be because of hybrids that got cooked up here in America.
Why did China want to wound Gary Locke?
Well, I mean, I think Gary Locke, when he began his tenure as ambassador, got a lot of great press in China, not only because he was known to them and had, in his time as governor, made a really celebrated homecoming, quote-unquote, where he went to visit, the village of his ancestors. And as you may remember, when even on his way to Beijing, when he was becoming ambassador, someone took a snapshot of him just standing in line at a Starbucks with his own bags and stuff, and that image went viral in China because it just bespoke a guy who is humble, who, even though he's in a powerful position, isn't lording it over anybody. And, that was both a praise of Locke and sort of, again, in a nation where there's still a fair amount of censorship, it was an indirect way to criticize Chinese government officials who do like to lord it over you, who do like to who don't like to carry their own bags, who do like to drive in their, you know, in their black Audis and set themselves apart. And I think initially Locke was celebrated for that, but then they suddenly realized, both the leaders there and particularly the people, that his job wasn't just to be nice and make nice with China. His job was to represent the United States, and where our interests diverged, to be unabashed about that, right? And so during his tenure in Beijing, Gary Locke did do a lot to build bridges and foster understanding, but he also wasn't afraid to go visit Tibet. He wasn't afraid to point out the smog levels in Beijing that the government was trying to downplay and hide. And I think all these things led the government there to find him to be rather an irritant. And so on his way out, they ran this editorial. And it's worth noting, Steve, I mean, here you and I are having this conversation, and we kind of take for granted in America that media, whether it's public media or, frankly, even privately owned media, is essentially free in the sense of we can say what we like. But this editorial that was criticizing Gary Locke was published in an organ of state-controlled media in China. And we have no way of knowing whether it was really something that was run up the flagpole and approved by the highest level of leadership there, or whether it was just some rogue editorialist having a bad day and wanting to be grumpy and criticize Gary Locke. And the fact that we don't know is itself telling, right? Because, as I've said before, this is the price of propaganda. People may not believe what you're saying, but they believe you meant to say it, and they believe that there was some high government purpose in insulting Gary Locke here. This is why this one little editorial got blown into great proportions.
That's Eric Liu. He's founder of Citizen University. He's got two books, including The Accidental Asian. He wrote a column about what the Chinese government said about Gary Locke for CNN. This is The Record.